4, a psalm of David when he pretended madness before Abimelech, who drove him away and he departed. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make its boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear of it and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. They looked to him and were radiant, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried out, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamps all around those who fear him and delivers them. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in him. Oh, fear the Lord, you his saints. There is no want to those who fear him. The young lions lack and suffer hunger, but those who seek the Lord shall not lack any good thing. Come, you children, listen to me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Who is the man who desires life and loves many days, that he may see good? Keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking deceit. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are open to their cry. The face of the Lord is against those who do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. The righteous cry out, and the Lord hears, and delivers them out of all their troubles. The Lord is near to those who have a broken heart, and saves such as have a contrite spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. He guards all his bones. Not one of them is broken. Evil shall slay the wicked, and those who hate the righteous shall be condemned. The Lord redeems the soul of his servants, and none of those who trust in him shall be condemned.
Such wonderful promises in Psalm 34. Welcome to Wonder in Reality. Blessings to you. We want to pray for you, believe for you. Send us any prayer requests. Hello@wonderreality.org. This podcast, all that Wonder Reality does is to help people to proclaim the gospel, the glorious presence of Jesus Christ, the greatest entity in the universe, priceless. He's made it available to everyone on the earth. It's so easy, so simple. But we must continue with him every day. It's a process. We're like trees. That's the metaphor. Trees grow. We can learn from trees. I mean, as simple as that is. You know, what does a tree do? Just every day, slowly but surely grows and bears fruit. I want to just share with you some important things that Jesus has taught me in this series. Of course, there's many things, you know. Seek the Lord with all your heart. That's such a key, you know. Love and forgiveness is a key, definitely. Our words are so important. Jesus said, by your words you'll be justified, by your words you'll be condemned. And Numbers 14:28, famous verse, but this is so powerful. As truly, this is the word of God, as truly as I live, says the Lord, as you have spoken in my hearing, so I shall do unto you. Why is this the case? God made us in his image. We are the image of God. We are his highest creation. He came to earth to die and redeem us. We are divine beings. You know, every person is. And every person will exist forever, either in heaven or hell. And it's that simple. It's not complicated. There's not some, you know. And I do recommend, of course, this is the Bible, but there's modern day revelations. You know, the book We Saw Heaven by Robert Liardin. Check out that book online. Get it. Jesus said, it's so easy. I made it so simple. You know, if my people will just believe and say with confidence that I will do it, I will do it at the correct time. So, and Jesus, of course, said in that famous revelation and famous words that this teaching is based on, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. God Almighty, the great and awesome God who is so powerful we can never comprehend it, is also gentle and lowly. He's made himself available to all people, the strong and the weak, everyone. It's incredible. It's such an irony and tragedy that people think this is religious, and that it's, you know, it's that it's not that there's all these negatives that they think about it, when it's, this is what we were born to do. How is it that it's easy? When Jesus said those words, and by the way, in that book We Saw Heaven by Robert Liardin, you can look that up. His last name is Liardon. Jesus was weeping. And it was because of our unbelief. So faith is easy, it's simple, it's relying on Him, the God Almighty, who can do anything and everything and the impossible. And so, you know, it'd be like, you know, the metaphor Billy Graham came up with, God creating us is like, it would be like us creating an ant, and then, well, we can't communicate, we have to become an ant to teach the ant and to save them. So in the same way, if we created an ant, if the ant tries to help us, that wouldn't work. You know, the ant has to rely on us. It'd be like us trying to help God. You know, if we, you know, relying on Him is relying on Him 100%, you know, because He can do it. More on that later, but just, the main thing I want to emphasize is faith is simple and easy. It's just trusting in Him and relying on Him. Amen. Blessings. Please do contact us. Visit our website. Lots of great books there and other teachings. More soon.